Yeah, I'd like to talk about that in some depth because it's one of the first instances I know of polyphonic writing in a big band jazz chart.
Well, that's when I was trying to get as much sound out of a big band that I could. I'd been studying a lot of symphonic scores, and even though I didn't write that way, I wanted to make all the lines go and make sense. And the only way to hear the individual lines was to give everybody a different timbre. So I'd have the trumpets in all different mutes and the trombones in different mutes, and I'd have saxophones and over clarinets and all kinds. I just did everything. And I wanted to be able to hear the individual's lines moving around.
Who are the
Something you can't do when you got a bunch of trumpets and a bunch of trombones because the ear confuses them because the timbres are so close.
classical influences that prompted you to write that way?
Oh, in those days it was Ravel, Hindemith, Stravinsky, just about anybody I could listen to. I'd been to Manhattan School of Music, so I'd listened to a lot of Bach and Beethoven at that time. And I was just listening to everybody. Prokofiev. I was being strongly influenced by everything, but I don't think I ever copied anything.
No, it doesn't sound like it in that chart. And you wrote
No.
that chart when you were 22 years old.